7.
The politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys or girls out there, you patriots and Christians, conservatives, one and the same. They're one and the same, John. They're one and the same. It is August 9th, 2012. It is Thursday. State of Minnesota here. It is absolutely beautiful concerning the weather. And, folks, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out, go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to my Bradley Dean Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Come on, let's do this in concert. Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, if you'd like to go to our stories posted on sonsoflibertyradio.com, please go to the button SOL Media. It's on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to the button SOL Media. And go ahead and check out the stories that we have posted today, which are Chicago won't show public records in abortion death. We had brought this to your attention just a week ago about the 24-year-old Tanya Reeves, who bled to death following an abortion at Planned Parenthood facility. Folks, as I was sharing with you yesterday, you're now dealing with a government that's not asking for permission to commit crime against we the people. You heard me right. Chicago won't show public records in abortion death. Wow. So you go ahead and work with Planned Parenthood, commit crimes. A young lady dies in the process of murdering her baby. And over in Chicago, don't worry about it, man. You commit a crime. You're buddy-buddy with someone in the government over there. Dead fish, Rahm Emanuel. You don't have to worry about it. No consequences to the crime, friends. Over in Chicago, I guess they let their mayor commit crimes, yeah? Another story is store owner dealing with criminals beats back robbers with a stick. Well, good for them. At least they had a stick in their hand. I suppose the next thing you know is sticks are going to be considered weapons as well. in the sense of deadly. Government will probably want to take those out of your hands, too. You think I'm kidding, right? No. Let's go over to England where they disarmed the people over there. There was women. The elderly were being attacked because they were disarmed now. One lady, because she didn't have a gun to protect herself, her house was robbed continuously by criminals who were laying for her because they knew that nobody had guns to protect themselves anymore. So this woman had a little common sense, and she put some fire, chicken wire around her house to ward off the enemies. Well, the government took the woman that was protecting herself with chicken wire, and she basically was told by the government of that country that she needed to take down the chicken wire, lest one of the intruders should be hurt. And if you think that's so far out, folks, you're beginning to see that here, too. I just got done telling you right before I told you that little story that in Chicago, they won't show public records in abortion death at Planned Parenthood. Oh, my gosh, folks. My gosh. What will America tolerate to our own demise? Folks, did you know that in Hiroshima, you might know it as, did you know that before the atomic bomb was dropped, that 10 days prior to that, leaflets were dropped by the United States military warning people to vacate before the bomb was dropped? Did you know that? Well, of course, we know a lot of people died after the atomic bomb was dropped in Hiroshima, whatever you prefer. And the people that lived are the ones that responded to the warning. And the people that didn't live are the ones that didn't believe that it was actually that bad. That's what the Sons of Liberty are continuously doing day after day in this radio program, or on this radio program, is we're trying to tell you, hey, listen, let the leaflets drop. You better get back to your maker. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's that simple. It might sound weird because of what you've been taught, but when you read the Bible and find out that he is who he says he is, there's nothing weird about it. But I'm telling you what, I'm dropping leaflets on you day after day in this country, and I'm telling you, listen, if you continuously let this government do what it's doing, your warning is the fact that I'm dropping the leaflets because it is that bad. Some will say, well, it's just not that bad. No, it's worse. You're right. People better start waking up in this country, because without America, there is no free world. There is no free world. I wanted to share some stories with you. I'm going to PowerPoint you for about a half an hour. And then after that, I'm going to bring you back down to your foundations again. And I'm going to read out the Declaration of Independence to you. And then I'm going to go to a national monument in Massachusetts, which was a monument to our forefathers. And the details are extraordinary, friends. Incredible. It's going to blow you away. But see, here again, it's right in front of our face. We don't have to go dig it up out of the ground, our history. No, it's all there. You know, as I was in in Florida a couple years back, we went to a fireworks show at Disney World. And they had the Liberty Bell there, and there was 13 flags, you know, symbolic of our 13 colonies. And it was interesting, folks, and we went down to this particular part of Disney World. Nobody cared about the Liberty Bell. Nobody cared about the 13 colonies. They were all entertaining themselves to death. And we noticed that nobody was around the Liberty Bell. And the Liberty Bell says, Leviticus 25:10 on the side of it, and says, proclaim liberty to all the inhabitants of the land. But nobody cared to know their history, and then they wonder why they're losing their country. Now, when I come back, I'm going to hit off some more topics here. TSA, welfare recipients in the hundreds of millions.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I just wanted to call to say that I really enjoy your program. I think this is a big part of the message you're trying to get out. can't be said enough how important it is to be proactive in these times.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I was going to talk about some more topics here really quick. Interesting, friends. We got the TSA again. Listen carefully. If you're a drug dealer, a sex offender, a child molester, or have some other criminal record, and you're having trouble looking for work, look no further than the TSA. They employ all sorts of people with shady backgrounds and questionable characters. And to say the least, who else would be willing to grope little kids and grandmothers and look at images of people naked bodies on their x-ray scanners except a stinking creep or a pervert? And it's all in the name of keeping us safe from terrorists. Folks, there's no such thing. Just so you understand, it's all contrived. Now, I'm sure that's what Richard Cook and Timothy Gregor were thinking when they got involved in a drug smuggling business at the Atlanta airport. Cook had made a deal with some drug dealers back in January that for every kilo of heroin smuggled through security, he would get paid $2,500. In February, Cook left the TSA and handed the reins over to his drug buddy, his co-worker, Mr. Gregory, who received $1,000 per kilo of cocaine smuggled. But little did either of them know, however, that their drug bosses were FBI agents working undercover, and the cocaine and heroin were both fake. Just last Tuesday, both TSA agents were indicted and charged. They conspired to smuggle drugs. Three Transportation Security Administration officers, two police officers, and more than a half dozen drug dealers in Florida, New York, and Connecticut are charged in the smuggling conspiracy that delivered illegal pills from Florida to Waterbury, Connecticut. Authorities said that the TSA officers, two in Florida and one in New York, were paid to help drug couriers move pills and the stacks of cash they generated through airport screening systems. At last year in Los Angeles, TSA screeners were found to allow luggage they knew to be filled with crystal, cocaine, and marijuana to pass through their security checkpoints in exchange for cash. Let me say this, friends, just to wake you up a little bit more. You need to understand when you see big drug busts, that's all you're seeing is a shift of power. Because you have the fox in the chicken coop making sure the little guy's not getting money for selling drugs. And when you see not always the FBI involved or the CIA involved or ICE involved or the DEA involved, they're just shifting power. You need to understand that. There's always a shift of power going on. I'm from North Minneapolis. I used to know guys like that. I used to know and understand how it worked. When someone was snuffed out, it just means someone else new came in. That's all it means. And who's getting the money? Who's getting the kickback? Matter of fact, I used to know a guy back in the day, 20 years ago, through another guy that used to get all of his drugs from the Mexican FBI. So don't tell me it's not happening here. Folks, if drugs were illegal in this country, which by the way they are, they're only getting in to the American people first and foremost because the American people are buying the drugs, number one. And number two, the bureaucracy makes tons of money off of people busted for drugs and alcohol. Probably didn't think that far through, did you? But just to prove my point furthermore, we can look over to Mr. Attorney General. We have some cartel members over in Mexico that are blowing the whistle on the United States government and the U.S. Department of Justice as to what Fast and Furious is really about. So go ahead and shoot away, Heather.
Well, an article came out that said a high-ranking Mexican drug cartel operative currently in U.S. custody is making startling allegations that the failed federal gunwalking operation known as Fast and Furious isn't what you think it is. And so he said, it wasn't about tracking guns, it was about supplying them.
Whoa. So this is coming from one of the cartel members, a high-ranking cartel member who's blowing the whistle on who's responsible for bringing the drugs into the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Will you say what you said again, please? Listen carefully, friends. Especially for the older people that just don't get it, this is the younger people's responsibility now having to deal with what was left to the younger generation. This is what's fallen to the younger generation. And this is the kind of government that's allowed in the United States today as the norm. And some people think, well, this is Hollywood. Bradley, are you saying this is mob? That's exactly what I'm saying this is. When you have a government that don't think that feels that they're not responsible to magnify the laws and they're not accountable to the laws, what do you call it? That's tyranny. We call it today, we call it mob. Rahm Emanuel in Chicago, that's mob, friends. When you see people in governments overstepping their authority, and again, they're unaccountable for the consequences when breaking the law, you have mob. Call it tyrants, call it despot, call it whatever you will, we call it mob. And that's exactly what it is. Go on.
So again, they said it wasn't about tracking guns, it was about supplying them. And this is an elaborate agreement between the U.S. government and one of Mexico's powerful cartels to take down rival cartels, is what he was saying.
So in other words, snuff out the guys that aren't making us money, and we'll use governments both in the United States and in Mexico to shift power to make sure we get kickback from all of this.
Yeah.
That's what you're telling me. Okay, go ahead. This was on the front page of The Blaze, by the way. The top story, this is Glenn Beck's outlet. Good for them. Mm-hmm. But this is how serious as to what's going on with this situation. Why do you think Obama stepped in to protect Mr. DOJ himself, Attorney General Eric Holder? Mm-hmm. Because the cartel is now starting to tell on who's responsible for this going on.
Yeah.
Go
it's
on.
All linking right back into Chicago.
Yes, it is.
It says the explosive allegations are being made by Jesus Vicente, some other last name, I can't say it. And it says, known as the cartel's logistics coordinator, he was extradited to Chicago last year to face federal drug charges. And this is what he said. This is quoted in a U.S. district court. It's a file for a motion for discovery in July 2011 by Jesus Vicente's attorney.
Yep.
And so this is exactly what it says. The agreement, based on the agreement, it says, quote, the cartel under the leadership of the defendant's father, Jesus's father, were given to carte blanche to continue to smuggle tons of illicit drugs into Chicago and the rest of the United States, and were also protected by the United States government from arrest and prosecution in return for providing information against rival cartels, which helped Mexican and United States authorities capture or kill thousands of rival cartel members, quote unquote.
Isn't that interesting? I read the article, too, and it's also interesting that there's congressional members that are keeping one eye open on this case because it just might blow them off.
Yeah.
Their whole situation open as well, because they'll be uncovered along with this. Folks, don't think for one minute that the government doesn't know what's going on with this because they're the ones controlling it. Oh, Bradley, that's just way out there. Did you just listen to what she just read? Yeah. It's just that crazy. And they know exactly what's going on. Billions of dollars are being made, friends. I was thinking about this earlier when I was reading. It's like, oh, my gosh, Lord, I totally get it. We wouldn't have a drug problem had the American people not been buying the drugs, number one. And number two, you got people that are in the DEA, the FBI, the CIA, the ICE, and they're the ones trafficking the drugs. And then when you begin to put them into question, oh, no, come on, Bradley. Well, then why are they here? Why are they here? If they didn't, why didn't we have this problem in the 50s and the 60s, folks? Because they knew that the government wouldn't tolerate it if it was found on the streets. But due to the fact that they see it's a huge moneymaker, guess what? Who cares about the people? Let's put stacks of cash into our accounts. And we'll control everything all the way around. Our little syndicated drug-running rings. Remember, one more point with that. Do you remember why Obama claimed executive privilege to shut down the investigation? On Fast and Furious just a couple weeks ago. Folks, every time I see something with this case, I try to remind you as to what the U.S. Attorney General just did. It's time for the American people to wake up and start dealing with them people that are in positions of authority in our governments and hold them accountable. Now we have drug cartel members telling on the people in our government and in their governments who's responsible for this. And it's that same government that's trying to blame these drug cartel smugglers. Well, the smugglers are coming back and saying, wait a second, you guys are the ones that employed me. See how that works? Lord, I get it. That nation is being turned into hell that's turned their back on you. I get it, Lord. I totally get it. This is incredible. The streets of America are going to grow more hellish day by day. They're going to become more dangerous for our children as America is infiltrated on a daily basis by more illegals. And again, it's the American people that are buying the drugs, bringing these guys over here in the first place. But it's the government's job to enforce the laws against their crimes. And, folks, they are not. You got Bradley, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'll be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and, of course, a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show, now's the time to call 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, remember yesterday I was talking about how Obama is gathering up votes from the dependents that he is creating through unemployment. And the older generation is not going to understand that. They're thinking this is damaging his hopes for a second term, when in fact it's perpetrated. It's on purpose, friends. Okay? Remember what Roosevelt said. He said the people who are hungry and out of a job are what dictatorships are made out of. I'm not talking to you like you're slow children, friends. I'm just trying to say it so it falls in. So you get it. The people who are hungry and out of a job are what dictatorships are made out of. I was sharing this with you yesterday. The demographic of voters that Obama has been zeroing in on are 18 to 31 years old. And by the way, there were 68% of them. And the conservatives are still trying to figure out what direction is up. And I'll tell you why. Because they don't understand the severity of the times. They still think it's business as usual. No, it's not business as usual. Over 110 million in the U.S. are currently receiving some form of government welfare. Folks, unprecedented. The federal government administrators that administers nearly 80 different overlapping federal means-tested welfare programs in the United States. Social Security, Medicare. These are not a part of this category and not included in the figures in this chart. A statement released on Wednesday by the Senator's Sessions office reads, since 2000, Medicaid has increased from 34 million people to 54 million in 2011. They are creating dependents, friends. They are creating dependents, friends. This isn't hurting. This is what he is creating. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, or food stamps, these are the people that were doing commercials for illegal immigrants a couple weeks back, showing them how easy it was to get some form of assistance from the United States government. From $17 million to $45 million in 2011 alone. Spending on food stamps alone is projected to reach nearly $800 billion over the next decade. Little history, friends. Mao Zedong did the exact same thing, except 20 million. I believe it was 20 to 40 million people starved to death. And then what became under his dictatorship, as to verbatim, line upon line, precept upon precept, as to what Obama is doing today, is exactly what Mao Zedong did. And those that disagreed with him ended up in prison or ended up dying. And then when it was time for the government to pay the piper over in China, guess what happened? They just ignored the 20 to 40 million people that were sent into exile, and they died in the wilderness. Oh, that will never happen here. Friends, it's already happening here. It's already happening here. I got a couple emails yesterday. And one guy said to me, Bradley, I didn't like listening to you yesterday about Mitt Romney. And he said, if not Mitt Romney, then who? I said, well, that was my whole point for those that were listening yesterday. My whole point was is that if you settle for the lesser of two evils, you're going to suffer the consequence of the evil that you tolerate. And he said, well, what are we supposed to do if not Romney? I said, well, that's the point. He said, what's the answer? And then I got another lady that was talking to my wife yesterday saying, listen, I was listening to Bradley. Well, what's the answer? My answer is this: fast and pray and seek the face of the Lord, because the two options that you have are not the options that the American people picked. Everybody knows this. So are you going to just stand down and play the fool and just act like, well, Romney's our only choice? No, it's the only choice that the establishment wanted you to think that you had. You're still a couple steps behind. You have to think the way that they think. You know what's awesome about cops? I get a lot of cop friends. Cops have to understand the mind of the criminal. And until you understand the mind of the criminal, you're never going to understand how to enforce the laws against them criminals. I told you yesterday the story that if you settle for the lesser of two evils, I brought you to Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 19:1-2. Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, shouldest thou keep the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Folks, the same people that give Obama instructions are the same people through the same establishment that are going to dictate Romney's administration. Don't you remember what Bill Clinton said back in the 90s? He said, there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. You need to listen to that. This government belongs to you, not to 15 men sitting around a table, friends, as to how they're going to dictate what you're going to do and what your kids are going to do tomorrow. And the problem is you sat back and allowed them to do it. That's what I'm talking about. And that was out of the horse's mouth himself. I didn't say that. He did. So my point with Mitt Romney is, and Obama, folks, it's WWF at its worst. World Wrestling Federation at its worst. You learn this stuff as a kid. This is all made up. It's all make-believe. Romney and Obama, man, I guarantee you, behind closed doors, they're probably the best of friends. That's not how they're going to portray to the public people. They got to create the rival so you get pulled in. Roosevelt said there's nothing that happens in politics that is not first planned. It's just like Obamacare. Do you think that when Obama brought in Obamacare, do you think he didn't know that he was going to get it passed? And who passed it for him? Who passed it for him? Friends, answer the question. The Supreme Court passed it for him. Why was Pelosi out there saying, oh, we've got this? They had all this assurance that everything was taken care of. Well, how did they know? They knew. Obama wasn't going to get to the end of the line with this and fail in front of the American people. This is political charades, friends. That's all this is. Listen again. Roosevelt said there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. I can guarantee you how you can change that is when the American people wake up and don't tolerate the crimes of those in government and those that are behind them dictating what your representatives are doing. Because they are not working for the American people. Hello. And of course, I'm talking to the bad guys, not the good guys. I mean, I think the American people are waiting for Scarface to come forward or something, or Bugsy Siegel, or Mad Dog Call, or Jack Legs Diamond, or John Lazia, or Vincent Drucki. These are all old mob heads, friends. Remember, that was in the 30s. Oh, that's a thing of the past. No, it's not. It's still going on. I told you yesterday that John F. Kennedy's daughter said, I can't listen to that man anymore. He's a liar and more. She was in the White House. She can identify a liar. Look at Johnson. Look at Nixon. Look at Ford. Look at Carter. Who are they working for if not you folks? And don't forget about World War II neither, because if you do that, then you forget everything. What came out of World War II? Wasn't it Roosevelt that said, your boys and girls will not step foot on foreign soil? And then what happened later on? Here, let me give you a little history. 405,399 men and women, your uncles and your aunts, they said back in World War II that there was not a household in America that did not feel loss. Well, who was Roosevelt working for? He lied to the American people, he got reelected, and then he sent your children to war. You need to make the distinction between the Lord's wars and man's wars. What came out of World War II? The United Nations, because they tried to implement it through Woodrow Wilson, through World War I, remember? League of Nations, but that didn't fly. Vietnam, was that the Lord's war or was that man's war? Who was making money off that? Who was profiting off the war, friends? The military complex, should we bring that up? Johnson's administration, should we bring that up? Remember, Kennedy was going to erase all of Vietnam? He was going to pull them all back? Kennedy gets assassinated, the next thing you know, the next day Johnson reverses the order on Vietnam? Come on, let's wake up! And it was interesting with Congress back in the day, in the 60s, the war was fine to send your women and or your children, your sons and your daughters, to go to war. But when the numbers came up, for those that were in Congress, their children's number came up, that were old enough to serve the war through the draft, all of a sudden the war stopped because now it was going to cost them something. And let me remind you something, those that are in Vietnam War, it's not your fault. My cousin was killed there, friends. It's not your fault, it's Congress's fault. These are man-made. What's going on right now in your country, it's man-made, and they're sending your kids to police the world, which is a separate issue. You need to wake up. This isn't Hollywood. It's really going on in your country, friends. And let me tell you the audacity of what's going on in Washington, D.C. right now concerning that very topic. Did you know that right by the wall, the Vietnam Wall, about 15 to 20 yards to the left of it towards the Lincoln Memorial, they have gates around trees warning you that if you touch those trees, you will be fined. But don't consider the 58,000 men that died in Vietnam. That's okay. Don't worry about them. We need to take care of the trees. This is what you're dealing with in this country, friends. I'm going to come back in a couple minutes here. Another caller yesterday said, why is Bradley yelling? I want to tell you why I'm yelling. I'm yelling because you're not yelling, friends. I'm yelling because you're not. The house is on fire. How would you respond to a family that was stuck in a house and the house is on fire, would you say, hey, guys, or would you just walk by diplomatically?
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com. YouCanRunInternational.com or call 1-866-233-0747.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Yesterday, my wife was, she'd actually told me today that she was talking to someone yesterday. She said, Bradley was just on fire yesterday. Well, the Bible says we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. We speak boldly and not as the scribes, like our Christ. Yeah. Christ walked as one having authority. Yeah. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the power from heaven on high. She said, Bradley was just on fire. And she said, all of a sudden her husband walked in and said, why is he yelling? I said to my wife, I'm yelling because they're not yelling. My heart's on the table in this country, friends. I love what we have been given. And because I'm so thankful for the gift that was given unto me from so many people that served our country and bled and died to give us what we have, because I'm thankful, I'm responding to what was given to me. I asked you the question right before the break, friends. What would you do if you seen a house on fire with a family inside? Would you just keep walking by? Now, what would you see if a country was on fire and you have 303 million people in it that are still sleeping for the most part? Wouldn't you yell? I would hope so. Silence in the face of evil is evil itself. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak. Not to act is to act, said Dietrich Bonhoeffer. MLK said, history will have to record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not that the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. Evil prevails, friends, because good men do nothing. And to the church, the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. You know, folks, we're getting requests from all over the country to come and do tea parties. You know what's interesting? Some of these tea partiers are saying, like, you're not going to, like, have revival service or anything like that, are you? Well, no, but the bottom line is if you think I'm going to deny my Creator, you better think again. And for you even to say something like that suggests to me that you would rather have me forget He who gave us government than to acknowledge Him. That's ungratefulness, friends. You cannot separate God and government from our country in any sense of the word. James Wilson was right when he said that they're two sciences that run together. You're right. You can't have freedom without Christ. See how that works? So it's time, America, you raise your voice. It's time you get on your soapbox. It's time that you deal with tyranny rather than just holding up your signs and saying, these colors don't run. Or, don't tread on me. Folks, you're laughed at when that's all the further you go. Stand up, especially you men out there. Your wife is waiting for you to be a man. You got a nice Facebook the other day. It says, why Bradley Dean is becoming so popular. And then they posted Braveheart William Wallace, who was a Christian man back in the 1600s, who went up against the English king tyrant. William Wallace was right when he said, men follow courage, not titles. To my bros, to my seniors. Men follow courage, not titles, friends. Men follow courage, not titles. I hope the Sean Hannitys of the world are listening. I hope the Glenn Becks of the world are listening. I hope the Rush Limbaughs of the world are listening. Men follow courage, not titles. And by the way, we follow Christ and not man. Remember that flag? No king but King Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was at a black church, they'd all be saying, hallelujah, brother, bring it down. Well, I am. Me and my God. Huh. Heather just posted this for me, friends. Did you know that just this week, the Obama administration appealed to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals a district judge's decision to grant a temporary injunction against the enforcement of the detention provision, which is found in the most recent National Defense Authorization Act. Listen to the name, National Defense Authorization Act, that wants to detain American citizens. National Defense Authorization Act. National defense against who? Anybody that opposes his administration. This is going on right now, friends. A federal court said, no, you cannot do that, Mr. President. So he sent his attorneys out trying to get it overthrown. He wants to hold the American people in this country that don't agree with him in detention for as long as he wants to. And now he's saying, just trust my administration. Yeah. That's like the wolf staring at the lamb saying, hey, you know, just trust me with this little lamb. Yeah, we get it. Yeah, we totally get it. Justin, you got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good, but I got caught up in this whole hour and I didn't even get to my topics, but go for it.
That's cool, man. I was just going to be real quick. I was just going to say, it's just why can't you burn? When you see injustice there, you cannot but burn. It's the silence that's deafening. That when people do nothing, it just burns within you. It's like you've got to charge forth to the battle. And God's army needs to enlist and go forward and fight the good fight, and not sit by the tyrant's lines, because they're not part of God's army.
Amen.
They're part of their own.
Amen.
And it's about time that the church just goes under the banner, appeal to heaven. And those sayings that they say, don't tread on me, are banners that were actually on flags in the Revolutionary War when they were going out and killing the British soldiers, not when they were sitting behind the pews doing nothing.
Right.
So they have the right to those.
The pastors back in the day, friend, they were called the Black Regiment. They were not to be played with. As a matter of fact, the tyrant King George called the preachers of the day, which were behind our forefathers, warning the colonies about the tyranny that was going on in England. They were the ones that were called the Black Regiment from the tyrant. He was trying to demonize them and vilify them. But see, that was the preacher's, that was his badge of honor. Because Christ himself said, you're going to be hated by the world. He said, this is my commandment that you love one another. And he said that if the world hates you, Jesus said, you know that it hated me before it hated you. The problem in America today is the professed church is going hand in glove with this administration rather than with Christ. And what they're doing is they're trying to make Jesus out to be loved by the world instead of hated by the world. He died for the sins of the world, friends, and there's no way to try to get someone converted before God. There is no diplomatic way of doing this. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men is how it works. And Jesus said, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify against the world that the deeds of the world are evil in John 7:7. So you're exactly right, Justin. Thank you for the call, by the way. The preachers of the day were bad boys. And I was going to try to get to that today. I was going to talk about the Declaration of Independence. By the way, I will get to that, but I want to read the end of the Declaration of Independence. After all the usurpations committed against the colonies and our forefathers by King George the Tyrant. Listen to what they said after all the usurpations. We therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress, assembled appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that the United Colonies are and of a right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved, cut off from all allegiance to the British crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as free and independent nations, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and do to all other acts and things which independent states may of right do, and for the support of the Declaration of Independence, of course, with the firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Did you hear that? 56 signers. We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. And just think back then, the church was gathered around saying, it's the end days, it's the end days. But here comes the Lord to establish through 56 signers, less than 3% of America was used by God during the revolution to establish this great nation now which we have. Now less than 3%. Less than 3% of the people and corruption in our governments are leaving the whole lump in America, and I hope you're not sitting down letting them do it. Less than 3% is what your opposition is, friends. Less than 3% is what your opposition is, friends. So what are you running from? Stand up. Let them feel your steel. You got Bradley with the Sons of Liberty. Love you by what I do, 1 John 3:18. Sons of Liberty.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.